Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Hypothetically speaking, this is not reality. It's just a chance for you and me to talk. Hypothetically speaking.
Kate Halfpenny has raised three children to adulthood whilst writing about people for over 30 years in magazines and newspapers. She's happiest in a 1970s caravan by the beach, has played Tetris every day since 1991 and came late to her twin passions of boogie boarding and tapestry. She's never had a coffee, has a lovely husband and is a terrible but keen dancer. But who would she choose to spend a year on Mars with, on her own or with her first partner? Let's find out. Good morning to you, Kate.
Oh, good morning, Sammy. And in honour of this occasion, I have slipped on the Space Force hoodie that I bought my current husband for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Does he know that you're wearing his clothes, Kate?
I think he applauds it. He thinks I look pretty good in it. He actually hasn't dared put it on. He was so keen to get one. We were both fascinated by that whole ludicrous notion of Space Force. So I ordered him up a bit of merch for Christmas and now he won't wear it.
That is a brilliant addition to the wardrobe. Would he, however, well, he's sort of irrelevant, as we just heard from Alan, because I'm not sure if he's your first partner, Kate. I'll throw you the conch. You tell us, would you go to Mars on your own or with your first partner?
Oh, totally with my first partner. I would just adore to go to Mars with my first partner. He was endlessly entertaining. I mean, how could I leave behind a man who once we were at a quite boring party on a Saturday night and I turned around and he'd peeled off all his clothes and was dancing to Tropical Loveland while passing around a platter of cold chicken. So, you know, this
how
is
did you
a
let
man
this one slip away, Kate?
Pardon?
How did you let this one slip away?
I know, and I did let him slip away. He's been very happily married to a gorgeous woman and has some lovely children. Oh. I don't know what happened, but, you know, like he had a lot of great attributes, really little and nippy, so I think that he would look great in that kind of red lycra suit that I'm imagining with, you know, the epaulettes and one of those little snap belts. I think he'd look awesome.
And whilst you're there in your husband's Space Force outfit, just basically dancing on his romantic grave.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not leaving, you know, not moving on to a new brave new frontier or even going back in time, as it were. Like, I'm not thinking romance.
Okay.
I'm thinking pure entertainment.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I'm thinking that. You know,
a bit of platonic planetary friendship.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he was just so entertaining and so smart and funny and droll. Made me a mixtape when I went overseas in 1988. So, you know, for my Walkman. So I'm pretty sure that he would be right across the playlists for our trip to Mars. He was pretty good at gardening, I remember. Yeah. So I can imagine him pottering around in the multifunction polis growing as some sort of, you know, food,
Kate,
whatever we needed.
Kate, I'm sorry, but I can hear in your voice such affection for this individual. I'm just imagining 3 months in, it's all been fine and respectful and you've been, you know, sending internet messages to your family. And then you peek over the Martian dust and you see he's stripped off the space suit and he's holding a plate of cold chicken. I mean, you know where it's going to end up.
You know, now we're going dark side, aren't we? We're going dark side.
Okay, Kate, first girlfriend, my first partner, year nine, still a good friend of mine, still very close, you know, like I say no, I would not, because humans are humans. If you had a connection with someone once, it might return. I don't want to put myself in that position. I think solitary confinement on Mars, because it's the variables are so unknown. I don't know what happens to you mentally or physically when you're stuck on Mars for a year, Kate.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think that the variables are so unknown, Sammy, that you could die, you could be hit by a giant meteor the next day. I think what happens on Mars stays on Mars.
You could choke on a chicken wing.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, we did always have some kind of really zappy chemistry, but that often led to us. I mean, we were, what, 18, 19 at the time. We were that couple who would fight in pubs and pour beers on each other, and then we would be madly pashing in the shorthand cupboard at work the next day. So it was always pretty fiery.
You were hearing the romantic regrets of Kate Halfpenny, veteran entertainment reporter, as we wrestle with today's hypothetical. I want to know from you listeners, whose side are you on? Are you Team J or Team Kate? Would you, if you had to go to Mars for a year, Would you be with me, Team J, which is no, just solitary confinement, your own company, that's it, or Team K, as it were, and bring your first partner with you, even though clearly hot Martian loving would occur, Kate?
Yeah, look, Sammy, and even when you say that, even though it's quite early in the morning, I'm getting a little tingle at the idea of the hot Martian love. But at this point, I'm saying, you know, I'm not saying that that would never happen. I'm a realistic woman. We all know, you know, and even though we would be on Mars, we would still be only human. But at this point, my plan would be just to go off and have an awesome time, free of romantic attachments, and just catch up on 20, oh. It's 20 years since I last saw him. You know, I would be wanting to hear how husbandhood and fatherhood has imprinted itself on him. And just, you know, catch up. He was always a terrific raconteur.
I go on tour for like 2 days. I get crushes on people straight away. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, let alone someone you've already. Can I read some texts? I'll throw some texts and responses, Kate, and tell me your thoughts. I also put this question out on my Facebook page. Some responses. One said, I'd want dogs with me, thanks. They love unconditionally, protect you, and I'd trust them for company above any human. Someone else says, if my first partner were alive, I'd love to be on Mars with her. Oh, that's sad, but poignant. Somebody else says, depends, can I leave them there afterwards?
See, it would have been a different question too if you'd asked me if I would take my first husband as well as my first partner, because I would also absolutely, absolutely love to take my first husband. He's, unlike the first partner who was, the first partner was a bit more Princess Grace, like look beautiful, but not very useful apart from the playlists and the growing of food. But my first husband is like MacGyver, like you could give that man, a hot glue gun and 1,000 icy sticks in a box of rubber bands, and he could fly us to Mars with that. He could come up with some contraption. So he would be incredibly useful. So maybe I would take both of them if I could, and I would leave current husband, beautiful husband, to keep the home fire.
What about your seventh husband, Kate? Like, what does he think about sitting there right now as you go on public radio wearing his clothes and just trashing his legacy?
Oh, so not trashing his legacy. He's incredibly secure in how much I adore him. I think he would be interested to see how I would go on Mars with my first partner, first husband.
Kate Halfpenny, the texts are flowing in. We're heading towards the news, so I don't even have time because it has been too fun. But look, you know what? I'd like to go to Mars with you, Kate. Can I scrap the hypothetical and you and I just go together?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. That would be even better. I'm going to hit up Google now, and I'm going to order us some matching merchandise. Okay. You and I'm going to have it ready for next week. Let's blast off, Sammy J.
I will let my wife know. You tell your spouse. And what a joy. I look forward to hopefully having you back on Hypotheticals soon, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sammy. Blast off. See ya.
Off to Mars we go with Kate Halfpenny. She just doesn't care. I love it. Her husband's sitting in the next room, and you can hear her just getting all hot under the Martian collar.